Under the Forest Act, it is illegal to export raw native timber, but some companies have been shipping native timbers labelled as tabletops. After 9 years of campaigning, Northland Environmental Protection Society have been battling Ministry of Primary Industries and Supreme Court over the definition of finished products. I spoke to the chairperson of Northland Environmental Protection Society, Fiona Farrell, about the final Supreme Court verdict on Friday.
Well, the Supreme Court's ruling upheld our argument that we've been having for 5 years in the courts and 9 years our battle, that the export of swamp kauri in unfinished form was illegal. This, of course, affects all native timbers, not just swamp kauri. And the effect of that for Northland is possibly a bit too late, as so much damage has been done. But the effect of the court ruling will stop the export, the illegal export of swamp kauri. MPI now will be forced to uphold the law.
Explain what the Forest Act says in regards to exporting raw products, such as kauri and other raw timber.
Well, without going into detail, it just says it must be a finished product. It can't be a component, it can't be panel board, it can't be skirting. It's quite detailed in what it says can't. And most of what we see going out, or has been going out, is clearly under Section C, can't go out. It's quite a long act, and there's been two amendments, but basically it was Section C that we argued on, and we clearly won on.
Prior to this, how was this export loophole being abused, and what were the effects of this loophole?
Well, in actual fact, all along, as we've said, there was no loophole. The law was extremely clear. You could not export unfinished Indigenous timber from New Zealand, and it was very strong. It had been twice to the government. In fact, MPs had crossed the floor to vote against for this when it came in. We don't know why MPI chose to rule the way they did, but the Supreme Court's decision shows that MPI has wrongly been applying the statutory export controls for years, the result of which has been the export of a substantial volume of timber that should never, ever have left New Zealand.
Why did the Northland Environmental Protection Society choose to fight this? Explain the importance of swamp kauri.
Well, primarily we are a small environmental group, so exporting timber one way or the other wasn't really what we were fighting for. We needed to protect our wetlands, which have been devastated by this, and to prevent our wetlands being attacked by these diggers. We needed to stop their ability to earn quick, fast, illegal money from the export. So we could have gone to and fought under the RMA for the NRC, Northland Regional Council, to uphold the law, but they were not going to do so. They are extremely difficult to deal with. And so we went for the other end of the swamp kauri industry. We went to prevent the exports. Therefore, the dollar value of the timber will drop dramatically, and the cowboys would hopefully get out of our wetland because there's no quick illegal money to be made. Unfortunately, because it took so long in the courts and it took so long for MPI to accept what was going on, we have lost hundreds and hundreds of wetlands to this illegal export, and it's almost too late. But as I said, this does affect all native timber, so not just swamp kauri. And of course, they are milling in Northland here, still milling green kauri and other Indigenous timbers. And under the way the Act was being interpreted, that also could be exported and was. It can't now.
So obviously, we still have industries that are manufacturing these raw materials and native timber into furniture and other goods and products. Are we likely to see an increase in that amount of work? And is that something that would be the next stage that you'd like to see fought?
Yeah, well, all along, the Act said it was a value-added product and the value must be added in New Zealand. So Our craftsmen in New Zealand have been missing out for 20 years because of the illegal export of this timber. We should have had highly skilled craftspeople doing the work here in New Zealand. A lot of swamp kauri can legally be dug up because a lot of it does come out of farmland, but not what in the volume that we've seen going out. And that timber should have been used for the benefit of New Zealand and for the skills of our young people and for our cabinet makers. It should never have been sold overseas to China, Italy, France, Germany. Even the dashboards on the latest BMWs are swamp kauri. It should never, ever have been sent out like that. It was always and has now been proven to be illegal. So the people in business doing these exports were always exporting and creating a business on an illegal activity.
That's all the questions I have. Is there any further comments that you would like to make?
Well, just to emphasise that the court's findings apply equally to other native timbers regulated by the Forest Act, not just swamp kauri. A lot of people don't understand that. And the decision has been absolutely 100% on our side. We had five judges and five judges found for us. There are exporters who still have timber ready to export and logs in their shops ready to go. And as of Friday, MPI must uphold the law and they cannot leave the country.
Their relationships with their girlfriends or their wife.